Today, Shir is a Masechta Yevamos on Daf Samach Zayin. We will begin at the beginning of the last line on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis with the words Rava L'Tamei. Our Gemara is beginning to explain Rava Shita in the sugya that we began yesterday, where there was a story of a woman who had brought as Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel into the marriage a fine woolen cloak, and as we explained, Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel, the woman has to receive, according to Rav Yehuda, Hadin Imo, she must receive back, if the marriage terminates, that which she brought into the marriage, which was written in the Ksuba. So she brought into the dowry this cloak, which was made of fine wool. And then the husband died, and the Yesoimim, before she could reclaim her cloak, they took it and they used it as tachrichim for their deceased father. And Rava said that it's kone by the mace, which means that it's aser b'hano, because tachrichim are aser b'hano. And we had a question on Noi, the son of Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rava, asked Rav Kana, that didn't Rava say in the name of Rav Nachman that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, Hadin Imo, that Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel, where she has to get back, as we explained at length in yesterday's shir, she has to get back exactly the monetary amount that she brought into the marriage. So, and not only does she get the money back, Rav Yehuda said, but she gets the actual kalim back. So this belongs to the woman. How could the Yisraelim have gone and usurped it from their mother and used it as tachrichim for the mace? And Rav Kahana had answered that doesn't Rav Yehuda agree that it's mechusar gavina? It's only a shibud, it's only a lien. She is supposed to get it back, but it's not in her possession. She has to reclaim it from her husband's estate. And since it's mechusar gavina, the last words of yesterday's shir was Vekiva the Mechusar Gavina Bershusei Koi. Since it's Mechusar Gavina, since it's only a Shibud, and she doesn't actually have it in her possession, therefore it does belong to the mace, and it is Aser Bano. And now our Gemara begins, Rava L'Tamei. When we're giving this answer according to Rava, this is Rava L'Shitasai. The Amar Rava, Rava said, Hegdish, Chometz, and now we turn to Daf Samach Zayin Amid Aleph, the Shichur Mafkin Midei Shibud. We will explain this Gemara based on the Tzais HaChoshen and Simon Kuf Yud Zayin Sifkaten Beis, who explains as follows. If Reuven owes money to Shimon, and then Reuven went ahead and sold his field, which now had a lien on it to repay the loan to Shimon, Shimon is allowed to go and to take that field away from the people who had purchased it. He's moitzi miyad lekuchos. Why? Because since there's a shibud on the field from Reuven to repay the loan to Shimon, therefore Shimon has a right to take it from the lekuchos. We have also learned that if someone stole property and the Bailam were not Miyayah, both cannot be Magdish. The Ganev does not own this property, he cannot be Magdish. And even the owner who does own it, but it's not in his possession, which means he has no effective control over this item since it was stolen by the Ganev. And therefore, says the Tzois, when someone has property which someone else has a lien on, that constitutes that it's Einer B'shusa. He doesn't have effective control on it. And therefore, if he's Magdishit, the Hegdish is not Chal. He cannot be Magdishit, says the Tzois, but that's only by Kedushas Domim, when there is only a Kedusha on this item as far as its monetary value. For example, if somebody donates something to the Bet HaKabayis, to the funds for sustaining the expenses of the Beis HaMikdash, or he dedicates a balmum, an animal with a defect in it, to the Mizbeach. When you cannot be makrivit on the Mizbeach, it only has a kedushas damim. But if someone is makriv an actual, he's makadesh a korban for the Mizbeach, that's a kedusha saguf. That's an inherent kedusha in the animal itself. And a kedusha saguf, that's what Rava says, is mafkia midei shibet. That can release the lien, that overpowers the lien. Only the lien is stronger than a kedushas damim. But a kedushas haguf, that's mafkia midei shibet. And here there is no chesaron anymore, that it's not Ein b'shusoi, because the hegdish is mafkiya from the chesoron of the shibud, which is ein b'shusoi. And so it will be here by the isuri hano of the mace. The shibud that the woman has will be overpowered by the act that the assignment did to make it a part of the tachriche hamace, and that will overpower the shibud of the woman. And so too, the second case of Rava is chametz. As Rashi explains, that if a Jew designated chametz to repay a loan from a goy, and it went through Pesach, and the question is it now chametz shavu lava Pesach that will be usur bahanah? So it depends, do we consider it to be in the rishus of the Jew or in the rishus of the goy? So Rava says that even though there's a shibud on this chametz to the goy, but chametz is mafkia midei shibud, and therefore it's considered in the rishus of the Jew, and therefore it will be usur because of chametz shavu lava Pesach. However, Rashi brings down from the Gemara Psachim Daf Lamed that if Herhinu etzloi bebei sa'akim, that if it was placed in the goy's house, and the Gemara there adds that they stipulated that the goy will be kind of me'achshav kni, that it'll be kind of right away now and not when the loan is repaid, then that chametz is considered to be in the rishus of the goy, and it is mutar bano l'achra pesach. But if this was not done, then the rule is that chametz is mafkiya from the goy shibud, and it's considered to be in the Jew's property, and therefore it would be usur. And the final din is shichur. This is the beginning of the Samach Zayin of Adolf, as Rashi explains, that if a love designated his eved as a payment to his balchov, and then the love went ahead and freed the eved, so the Eved goes to freedom, that is stronger than the Shibud that the Malva has on the Eved, and the Malva will have to collect his loan from some other source. So this is Rav Lishitasoi, how we understand the Psak, that the Mace was Kone, the Tachrichim, and they become Osir Bahano. Begins the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hichnisu Loi Shnei Kelim. This is connected to the Sugi that we learned yesterday. And we had the question whether Hadinimo or Hadinimoi, does the husband, when he divorces his wife, and he has to return to her Nichsei Tzoyim Barzel that were estimated, let us say, for $1,000, as will be the case, Elif Zuz, in this upcoming Gemara. So does he get back, does he have to give back to his wife at the end of the marriage, the $1,000, or does he have to give back the actual kelim? Rabbi Yehuda said, Hadin ima, that she gets back the actual kelim, and now Rabbi Yehuda says, if she brought in two kelim, and the two kelim together were worth 1,000 zuz, v'shavchu v'amdu ashnei alafim, and now they appreciated in value, and now they became worth 2,000 zuz. So the husband only has to give her 1,000 zuz. He has to only give her one keli back. So echad natlasa b'ksubasa. So one keli she gets back for the value that it was estimated, that it was evaluated at the beginning of the marriage, which nichsei tzoyim b'arzel, she has to get back that $1,000 of value, which now is not two kelim, but one keli is worth 1,000 zuz. The echad naisna damim v'natlasa. And the other keli, she can pay to the husband 1,000 zuz, and she can also get back the second keli. And why does she have the power to do that? Neshrach beis aviyah, because of the prestige and honor of her father's house, so she can say, I want to, as we explained yesterday from the Nemukiyai, so I want to bring these kelim into the house of a potential second husband, and it'll be more honorable for me if I come with these precious kelim than if I come in with cash. And there, based on that taina, she is allowed to get the two kelim back. And now, since the appreciation goes to the husband and not to her, she will have to give the husband the $1,000 which the kelim appreciated. Frei de Gemara, my kamashmula. What is Rabbi Yehuda teaching us in this halacha? Shvach beis avi yodido havi, that the concept of the prestige of her father's house makes it that these kelim belong to her. Ha'amar Rabbi Yehuda chalizim. The Rabbi Yehuda already said that in the yesterday sugya. That was the whole svara. Why hadini more that she gets the kelim back and not money? She can claim I want to have the kelim. So the Gemara says no. There's a chiddush here in this second halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why he had to repeat it. Ma'ad the same. I would have thought hani mili. When do I say that she gets back the kelim? Hecha de machia, when it's coming to her lemishka b'ksubasa, when she can get it exactly for her ksuba. For example, let's say it didn't appreciate, it didn't depreciate, it was exactly worth what she had brought in, $1,000, so she gets it back. Why can she claim the kelim? Because of the svara of shevach beisavia. Aval mitan domi umishkal. But here, where she's going to have to give the husband an extra $1,000 because it appreciated, and now she should have a right to give that $1,000 and to take the second keli, perhaps there, loy, perhaps to such an extent, Rabbi Yehuda did not say his din. Kamash malon, that Rabbi Yehuda, when he said hadin imor, that she has a right to get back the kelim, it was not only the keli that's worth what it was originally worth, the thousand zuz, but even the second keli, which is now appreciated, and together both kelim are worth 2,000 zuz, she's allowed to claim, I want both kelim back, and I will pay you the extra $1,000 in cash, but I have a right to both kelim. That's the chiddush here, and we say hadini ma, even to such an extent, that's kamashmalan, the chiddush of the second halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. Before we begin the next Mishnah, let us make a short hakdama, that this Mishnah is speaking about halachas that have to do, similar to the last Mishnah, when avodim of a woman will eat from the truma of her husband, the koyin, his estate. And we learned in yesterday's sugya that there were avdei melug and avdei tzoyin barzel. Avdei melug, as we explained there from Rashi, means that the avodim belong to the woman, and the appreciation or depreciation, she will gain or suffer the loss, and her husband is allowed to have benefit from the pay raise. Nisei Tzoyin Barzel, Avdei Tzoyin Barzel, she gets back whatever the avodim were evaluated when she brought them into the marriage, which was written into the ksuba. For that, the husband takes achrayus, and it's like iron, it's steel, that she's going to get back exactly what she put in. But appreciation or depreciation, in that sense, it belongs to the husband. In the sugi yesterday we had with Almana L'Kohen Gadol, where her avodim, after the death of her husband, since she's a chalala, she doesn't eat, and her avodim don't eat. However, in Nechzei Tzoyin Barzel, they consider her husband's avodim, and therefore the avodim will eat. And in our Mishnah today, it'll be just the reverse. In the case that we're speaking about here, if it's Avdei Melug, the avodim will eat, and if it's Avdei Tzoyin Barzel, the avodim will not eat. And this has to do with the inyan of Uber. Now, let us first go through the Psukim in Vayikra, Perikov Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and Parshas Emor. The Pasuk said, which we mentioned in yesterday's shir, V'koyin ki yikna nefesh kinyan kaspay, if a koyin will acquire a possession, and as we learned in yesterday's shir, whether it's a wife or an eviknani, or even if it's a behema, hu yoichel boy, so the wife, the eviknani, or the behema can eat from the truma. V'yilid beisay heim yoichlu, and also any children that are born from this marriage, they can likewise eat. That means even if the Kohen married a Yisraelis, she can eat, and the children can eat as well. Rashi, at the end of today's shir, at the end of the blot, on Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis, brings a Tyrus Kehanim, which states, four lines from the bottom, Yisraelis Oichelis B'Shvil Bino, a Yisraelis, who when her husband the Kohen dies, and she is only eating because of her son, Ein oicheles elim kein yelid ben machel es imoy. Nafgulam betaris kanim. Mi v'yelid beisoy hein yoichlu belachmoy. Kri beyachilu. Umei hachi yelud hu demishtama. So the Gemara there is going to learn that an uber, the Gemara on the Mishnah there says that a uber is not machel, which means that if the Yisraelis who was married to the Kohen dies, when can she eat truma after the death of her husband, the Kohen? She's no longer kinyan kasboy. While he was alive, she was kinyan kasboy. She was acquired by him, and therefore she could eat. Now that he's dead, the kinyan kasboy is bottle, and she cannot eat. But if she has a son, she can eat. Why? Because we learn not only yoichlu, they will eat the yelid be'ayis, but yachilu, says the Torah's Kham, they can enable their mother to eat. The mother who's a Yisraelis can eat in the schus, so to speak, of the children. But that's only if yelid be'soy yachilu. But let's say if it's an uber, so the uber is not able to einoy machel, because we learn out that, as the Gemara there says, that yolud machel, a child who's born can give to eat. Ain a yolud, if the child is not yet born, ain a machel, he cannot give to eat. We're going to have a shaila in today's daf. If a uber who is an odon, and going according to the shita that a uber can be kona, so if an uber acquired the estate of his father, is he able to be machal avodim? Do we say in this situation as well that yolud machal she'ena yolud ena machal or not? And that's going to be nageya in today's Mishnah and Gemara. Finally, the pasuk says ubas koyin kisiya leish zar he betrumas hakadoshim loysoichel. If a kohanis who used to eat by her father, she gets married to a Yisraelis or to a Levi, someone who's a czar, she cannot eat any more truma. Upas koyin kisi almana grusha, but if she gets divorced or her husband, the koyin, the Yisrael dies, vizera einlon, she has no children, then vishavel beisavia, then she goes back to her father's house. But then the pasuk adds one word, kinu reha, as she was in her youth. She will then once again eat from the bread of her father. She has no children, so she goes back. If she has a child, then she cannot go back to her father's house. But if she doesn't have a child, then she can go back to her father's house. The Gemara learns out, kinureha. She has to be exactly the way she was in her father's house. However, if she is muberes, if she's expecting a child, then she's not kinureha. If she's not kinureha, the uber puzzles her from eating the truma, because it's considered as if she already has a child. She's not anymore like she was in the state of nureah beisavia, and therefore the uber puzzles her from eating truma. And now we are ready to begin our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael shenis l'kayin, if a Bas Yisrael was married to a kayin, umeis, and the kayin died, v'hinicha muberes, and he left over his wife, expecting a child. And Rashi says that she had other children from the Kohen. So she's going to eat truma in their schus. Her avdei malug, since she can eat, she can be meichel. However, what our Mishnah is speaking about is the avdei tzoin barzel. Lo yoichlu avavodeha betruma mipnei chelka shel uber. So her avdei tzoin barzel cannot eat truma because of the chelik of the uber. Because this is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, as the Mishnah continues, sha uber paisel. An uber, as we learned, if it's a bas kayin who's married to a Yisrael, so even if her husband dies, she should go back to Lebeis Aviyah to eat. No, if she's expecting a child, poisel. That child will poisel, because as we learned, it's not kinureha. It's not in the state that she was originally in her father's house, since she's expecting a child. So that uber will poisel. And in the case of a bas Yisroel, who is married to a kohen, and the kohen dies, ve'enoy machel. So now, if she is expecting a child, the fact that it's only an uber alone can't be machal. If she would have the child, so that child could be machal. It's a child of a kohen, so that child would be machal to the mother, but it's only yulud machal, and if it's not a yulud, is ain a machal, divrei Rav Yossi. So Rav Yossi holds that an uber is kohen, and therefore, in our case, legabe nichsei tzoin barzel, the Gemara is going to give one of two reasons, as Rashi brings down in the Gemara, that either because since in the case of a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen, and she has a she's muberes, so the child is considered a zar because it's in the stomach of a Yisraelis. Until the child is born, the child has a din of a zar. If the child has a din of a zar, so that child cannot be Michael. Or the second reason is because just like we learned that a Bas Yisrael who is expecting a child, that child cannot be machal to the Bas Yisrael, so too, in this case, by Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel, since it is, Uber is Yoyresh, Rabbi Yossi holds, so even if there's other sons, but one of the sons who's Yoyresh is the Uber, even though he's not born yet, if you hold a Uber is Yoresh, and therefore, because of his chelik that he owns in the Avodim, we say that Yolad Machel, she'ena Yolad, ain't a Machel. That will not only be a din, binageya, a Bas Yisroel, who was married to a Kohen, and her husband, the Kohen, dies, and she's Muberes, where that's a Beferish Gemara on Daf Samach Zayin Amibes, as we saw, but that an Uber is not machal to the Yisraelis. But even in our case, the Avodim, the Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel, which belongs not to the Isha, but Legabi Truma, we say that they belong to the husband, and the husband now, when he died, is giving it over to his Yarshim, since one of the Yarshim is an Uber, so we will say the halacha of Uber ain't a machal, even Legabe, a master to the Avodim, and that's why the Avdei Tzoyin Barzel will not eat. So that here in our Mishnah, the Avdei Malug will eat because the woman eats in the schus of her sons, and since she eats in the schus of her sons, she will be able to give that over to her Avdei Malug. However, the Avdei Tzoyin Barzel have to take into account the Yorshim of the father, and one of the Yorshim is an Uber, and Uber ain't a Machel, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Comes along the Rabbanan, and they disagree with Rabbi Yossi. Amru loy, me'achu she'adet to'olana, since you gave testimony, as we'll see in the Gemara, the Rabbi Yossi gave this testimony in the name of Shmaya Vavtalia, and you gave testimony, al Bas Yisroel l'koyen, that a Bas Yisroel l'koyen, her Avdei Tzoyin Barzel, should not be able to eat truma. Why? And as Tosfos here in the third Tosfos tells us, because the Rabbanan here are going with that svora in Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi says ain't a machol, not because of Zorus, but because Uber ain't a machol, because ain't a yulud, ain't a machol, only yulud machol. So says the Rabbanon, if you're saying that testimony by the Avodim of a Bas Yisroel L'Koyen, the Avdei Tzoyin Barzel should not eat, so af Bas Koyen L'Koyen Umeis, even if a Bas Koyen married a Koyen and the Koyen died, and he left her over expecting a child, her Avdei Tzoyin Barzel should not be able to eat Trumah, because of the Chelik of an Uber. If you say, Eina Yolud, if he's not yet born, he's not machal. So since you hold that a Uber is Yairish, so even if the woman is a Bas Koyen, her Avdei Tzoyin Barzel shouldn't be able to eat. But Rabbi Yossi, it still remains with his Shita, although this is a strong kasha here from the Rabbanan on Rabbi Yossi, and we have this machlaikis, whether the Uber will invalidate the Avdei Tzoyin Barzel in this case, where a Bas Yisrael married a Kohen and the Kohen died, will the Uber invalidate the Avdei Tzoyin Barzel from eating the Truma or not? Begins the Gemara, Iboiluhu, the Bnei Yeshiva had a question. Time of the Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? Why he says the Avdei Tzoyim Barzal cannot eat because of the Uber? Is it Mishum the Kesavar Uber B'mei Zara Zaru? That an Uber in the stomach of the Yisraelis who is a Zara, she is not a Kehanis. He has Halach until he's born of being a Zar. And therefore, he cannot be Machol Truma. The only one who's machel is a child that's born. But here it's an uber, and we will say that halacha legabe an odin with his avodim, that he was yoresh, that he the uber affects, that there will be an invalidation of the ability of the nichse of the Tzoyim Barzal from eating truma. Lamai nafkamina. What is nafkamina if you say the reason is because the Uber is considered a czar, or if you say the reason is because an Uber cannot be machel, the nafkamina will be la Uber bimei kahanis. My, what's the din by an Uber that's in the stomach of a kahanis? As Rashi explains, if a bas kohen was muberes from a kohen, so if you say the whole reason why Rabbi Yossi holds that the Avdei Tzoyim Barzal cannot eat is because of zarus, that would not apply, because here the woman is a bas kohen. But if the reason is because eina yolud, eina machel, if a uber is not born yet, he cannot be machel, so that would apply even to the case of a bas kohen who is muberes from a kohen. Amar Rava, Rabba said, Rabba, high in the time of Rabbi Yossi, this is the reason of Rabbi Yossi, because he holds, Uber Mezor Zaru. That's what Rabba held was the reason. Rabbi Yossi Vaymer, Yalud Machel. The reason of Rabbi Yossi is that Yalud is Machel, Shani Yalud, Einoi Machel. So we have a Machelikus, Rabba and Rabbi Yossi, understanding Rabbi Yossi. Mesri, I'll ask you a question. Amar Lord Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yossi, since you gave to us testimony on a Bas Yisroel L'Koyein that the Avdei Tzoyim Barzal cannot eat truma because of the Uber Bas Koyein L'Koyein Ma'u, what is the halacha by a Bas Koyein who's married to a Koyein and he dies and he leaves her over Muberes, can her Avdei Tzoyim Barzal eat from truma? Omer Lahem, responded Rabbi Yossi, Zu Shemati. The first halacha I heard a couple, as we'll see later in the sugya from Shmaya Vavtalia, Vizu Lai Shemati, and your question of a Bas Koyein to a Koyein, I did not hear, says Rashi, Le'iser El Elater, I only heard it Laheter. So Bas Yisrael to a Koyein, the Avdei Tzoyim Barzal, when the Koyein dies, would not eat because of the Uber. However, Bas Koyein L'Koyein, and the Koyein died, the Avdei Tzoyim Barzal of the Bas Koyein would eat. So now let's analyze this. Iam Rabbi Shlomo Uber Mei Zara Zaru. If you say the reason is like Rabbah, because he is a czar, the Uber, and therefore he's not able to eat or be machel. He wouldn't be able to eat even if he was born. He cannot be machel because he's a czar. So if so, Hainu de Karmelay, that's what Rabbi Yossi responded to the Chacham, and he said, Zu Shamati, I heard from Shmaya Vavtalia that the Avdei Tzoyim Barzal of a Bas Yisrael to a Koyein cannot eat. Vizu loy shamati, and this I did not hear from them, and rather I heard from them that it is mutter. So it makes sense, because the Isser only applies to a bas Yisrael, to a Kayin, because she's a Zara, and it doesn't apply to a bas Kayin. She's not a Zara, and therefore her Avdei Tzoyim Barzal would eat. El, yamrid yulud machlish, and yulud ein machlish, if you're going to say like Rabbi Yosef, that the swore in Rabbi Yossi is because we can apply the halacha of a Yulud Machel and a Shein Yulud Ein Machel to this case of a Uber who was Yoyrish from his father, the Nechse Tzoyim Barzal, so he's not Machel. So my Zu Shemati Vizu Loi Shemati. What does it mean? This I heard and this I didn't hear. I heard this Leheter. He says the Gemara. That's Mamish the same case. It's the same swore. It's the same logic. If you say that a Uber cannot be machel, what's the difference if it's an Uber b'mei in the stomach of a Yisraelis or it's in the stomach of a Kohanis? Gemara says, Kasha, this is a question. And we are familiar that Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis, Amud Aleph, and the Rashbam in Bava Basra, Daf Nun Beis, Amud Beis, tell us that a Kasha is not a Tiyufta. A Tiyufta would mean that it's upgeschlagen, upgefragt, that it's a refuted entirely. A kasha means that at that time, the Bnei Yeshiva did not have a proper answer to this question, but there an answer could be given, although it may be bedochek, but an answer could be given. It's not a total rejection. And therefore, our Gemara winds up that there is two svaras, Rabin Rabbi Yosef. What exactly is the svar of Rabbi Yosef? Is it because the child, the Uber, has a din of a zar, or is the reason because he's an Eino Yolud, and therefore he cannot be Machel? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, said Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Zu, this which we learned in our Mishnah, is Divrei Rabbi Yosef, because he holds that an Uber is Koine. So once an Uber is Koine, he makes problems for the Avodim, who are Avdei Tzoyim Barzel. Avol Chachamim, but the Chachamim disagree on Rabbi Yosef, and they hold that a Uber is not Yoresh, and you don't have to take into account the Uber at all. And therefore the Chachamim say, Yesh Loi Bonim, if there are other sons, Oichle Mishum Bonim, then both the Avdei Malug and the Avdei Tzoyim Barzel can eat because of the sons. The Avnei Malug can eat because since the woman eats in the schus of her sons, even though she's a Yisraelis and her husband the Kohen died, but she's going to eat the schus her sons, and therefore the Avodim will eat in her schus. And the Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel, since we don't have to take into account the Yoresh, who is an Uber, because an Uber is not Yoresh, so the only Yoreshim are the live children, and they are Kehanim, and therefore they can be Machel Davodim as well. Ein Loi Bonim. What happens if there are no sons? So then, Oichle Mishamachim. So they have other relatives that who Yarshin from the original Kayin, the brothers, and therefore they'll eat Beschus the brothers. Ein Loi Achim. Let's say he didn't have any brothers. They can eat in the schus of the entire family, as Rashi explained. There is no Jew that doesn't have Yorshim. And as long as the Uber is not born, the closest relative will be Zoch in the Yerusha of the Kayim, and therefore the Avodim will be able to eat in the schus of that relative. Says the Gemara, it would seem, from the language of Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Zu Divrei Rabbi Yosef, that it means Zu V'lay Svirle, that this is Taka what Rabbi Yosef holds, but I Shmuel hold like the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yosef, and they hold that an Uber is not kind of fading Amar V'lay Svirle. Does Shmuel not hold this halacha that Uber has is able to be Yairish and he has Zechia? Hi, Homerle, Shmuel Rav Chana Begadeto, Shmuel said to Rav Chana Begadeto, which means he's a Baki and a goddess, Rashi says, or that he is from the city of Baghdad. Puk, Isli Beasar, gather 10 people together. As Rashi explains, I want to be Mefarsim the following halacha, the Eimalach Ban Payu. I want to tell you, Rav Chana Begadeto, says Shmuel, in front of these 10 to be Mefarsim, that HaMezakel Uber Kana. Someone who's Mezakel to an Uber is Kana. And if Mezakel Uber Kana says the Ritva, that means if somebody else is Mezakel for the Uber, I can give over something to the Uber, and he's Kana. And the Ritva says, so certainly Kavachimer Yerusha, that comes by itself, for sure that a Uber should be able to be Yorish. And Tosus, the bottom Tosus, Divrei Maskil Zu, explains that even though we hold Einot Amakna Dover Shloi Baloilam, you cannot acquire something that didn't come into the world yet, but Shmuel considers an Uber as if it came into the world, and the Tosus Rishonim adds that it's speaking about Hukar Ubra, that you could tell that the wife was pregnant, and therefore it's considered that it is bol oilam. We hold ein adamakta dover shaloi bol oilam, and if it's lid dover shaloi bol oilam to a thing that didn't come into the world, then even if the thing itself is here in the world, it is not considered a good kinyan. However, an uber where it's hooker uber, that's considered bol oilam, and therefore it works, and therefore, as the Ritva says, Kal v'chaimer, Yerusha should work, that an uber should be kindness. So how could Shmuel say, these are the words of Rabbi Yosi, and I hold like the Chachamim that an uber is not kaina. Shmuel said before Hesin in front of 10 people, Hamazakel uber kana, that he could be kaina, he has a chi, he has Yerusha. Ella, we have to say, Zu, when he said this, viscerally, These are the words of Rabbi Yossi, and I tak hold of Rabbi Yossi that an uber is koyle, and that's why in our Mishnah, the Avdei Tzion Barzel will not be able to eat truma, because the uber makes problems for the avodim for the reasons that we said before, either according to Rabbi or according to Rabbi Yossi. Freid Gemara, my kamashmalon. What do you want to teach us by saying? Zudiv Rabbi Yossi, the Pligi Rabbanon, the Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbanon arguing, Rabbi Yossi, Ayumi Pligi, are they then arguing as the Bach changes the Girsa here, the Girsa here, Va'omer Rav Zakai said, Zu Eidus Heid Rabbi Yossi, Mipi Shmaim Avtalia. This is the testimony that Rabbi Yossi said in the name of Shmaim Avtalia, Vahoydu Loi, and the Rabbanon were molded to him. So how could you say to Rabbanon, arguing, Rabbi Yossi? Rav Ashi responded, Miktani Vekiblu. It doesn't say that they accepted what Rabbi Yossi said in testimony of Shmaya Vatalia. It says, Vahoydu Loik Tani. They agreed to him, which means the Mestavra Tame. What you say makes sense. It makes sense that Hamizake L'Uber is Kana, and that a Uber should be able to Yarshin as well. However, as the Ritvor explains, we have a Kabbalah different from our Rabbeim. Our Rabbeim told us that an Uber is not Zoicha, is not Koine, is not Yoirish, and therefore we are unable to agree with you. Tana Rabbanan, we have learned in a Braisa, Hiniach Bonim, in the case of a Bas Yisrael, who was married to a Koyin and her husband died, so she is going to eat in the Schus of her sons, and therefore the Avodim can, by Nichzei, by Avdei Melug, which belong to her, can eat in her schus. By Nichsei Tzoyim Barzel, the Avodim will be able to eat in the schus of the sons. Heiniach Bonim, if he left over, the husband left over sons, Elu ve'elu, whether it's Nichsei Meluga, Nichsei Tzoyim Barzel, Oichlum. Heinichu Muberes, if they did not leave over, as Rashi says, Veloyiniach Lobonim, there were no live children, he only left her over expecting a child, then Elu Ve'elu Ein Oichlim, then she can't eat. Then she can't eat, and therefore the Avdei Meluk, who would usually eat in her schus, will not be able to eat as well, because she's a Yisraelis, she's no longer Kinyan Kasper of a Koyin, she doesn't have any son from the Koyin, so there's no reason why she should eat. If she can't eat, they don't eat. Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel, they would have to go through the Uber. And this is going according to Rabbi Yossi, that the Uber is not Machel, either because he's a Zor, or because Eina Yolud, if he's not born, Eina Machel. So therefore, Hinicha Muberes, Eilu Ve'elu, Eina Oichlam. What happens? Hiniach Bonim, Ve'hinicha Muberes. He left over sons, and he also left her over expecting a child. So Avdei Meluk Oichlam Kedech Shehi Oichlam. Since she can eat in the Schus of the sons, therefore she can feed the Avdei Melug, because the Avdei Melug belonged to her. But Avdei Tzoyim Barzel lo yoichlu. Why? Mivnei chelkoi shel uber. They can't eat because of the chelik of the uber, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, either because of Zora, or because Eina Yolod, Eina Machel. And now Rabbi Yosi concludes his words, Sheha uber paisel. The Uber passels in the case of a Bas Koyin who's Muberes from Israel. So normally she would go back to her father's Rishus and eat Truma after her husband the Koyin, after her husband the Israel died. But since she's expecting a child, therefore it's not Binureha. It's not Kinureha. It's not like she was when she was living by her father. And therefore he passels, she cannot eat any Truma. The Einoi Machel, and if it's a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen, and the Kohen dies, and she doesn't have any children, the only thing she has is that she's expecting a child, an Uber cannot yet be Machel, because Einoi Yolud, Einoi Machel, if he's not born yet, he cannot be Machel. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Oimer Mishumov, he said in the name of his father, Habas Macheles, that if there's a daughter left over, that's the Pashup Pshat. The Gemara at the end will change what the meaning of Habas means. We'll see the exact Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi later in the Sugya. We'll just say what the words are right now. Habas Machel is that if there's a daughter left over, the daughter can cause her to eat. Haben Eina Machel. If a son is left over, the son cannot cause her to eat. And we'll get shot later in these words. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Yoimer, Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, Zicharim Yoichlu Kulot, that if there were leftover males, then they all can eat, even if she's also a Mu'uberes, the males can eat. Because when could, as the Gemara is going to explain, when could the Uber cause a problem if he's born as a Zocher? Because if he's born as an Akeva, there's a 50-50 chance, as Rashi explains here from the Gemara further, 50-50 chance that she's going to give birth to an Akeva, and an Akeva cannot Yarshim b'makom Zocher. If it's not a viable child, if the child is a Nafel, then likewise this Uber will not be able to be Machel Truma. He will have no Shaychus in the Yerusha here. So therefore, if it's a Chorim, it's a Roiv chances that there will not be a viable Zocher. And therefore, we don't have to take into account the Uber, and therefore all the Zocherim can eat in the Schus of the live Yorshim. Nikevois, however, if the husband left over females, Lo Yoichlu, then the Avarim cannot eat. Why? Shema Yimtza Uber Zocher. Because the Nikevis can only Yarshin if there is no Zocher. But maybe it'll turn out that a viable Zocher will be born. Ve'ein Labonis v'makama ben klum, and the daughters cannot Yarshin anything in the place of a son. So we do have to take into consideration the Uber. Frey the Gemara, my Iriya Shema Yimtza Uber Zocher. Why do you say maybe the Uber will come out to be a Zocher, tapeglated in the cave of Nami Pasla? Even if it's in the cave, it'll also Pasla. If the children that are left over are Zecharim, so basically the Avarim can eat Truma through the Zecharim. The only possible problem is the Uber. So we say, Roif chances, the Uber won't be a problem. Either it'll be in the cave or it'll be a Nafel. But if he leaves over to Kayin the cave voice, so then it's possible that the Uber will be born, and then none of the Nekevis will have any Yerusha if a Zocher is born. So then we have to take into consideration the Uber, and therefore the Avodim cannot eat. And the Gemara says, even if it's a Nekeva, once you have to take into consideration the Uber, then whether it's a Zocher or a Nekeva, we have a problem because Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai agrees with Rabbi Yossi that a Uber is Yoresh. So once an Uber is Yoresh and I have to take into consideration the Uber, it makes no difference whether it's a male or a female. If we go with the Sfora, for example, of Eina Yolud, Eina Machel, if it's not born, it cannot be Machel. So that should puzzle. So even if it's in a cave, it puzzles. Whatever it is, I have to take into consideration the Uber. So the Gemara answers, Chodav Oidkomer, and the Ritvor explains this is not the usual that he said one answer and he said also another answer, but rather Chodav Oid over here means that both answers are related one to another. Chodan in the cave and Nami Pasal. Number one, even if it's in the cave, it puzzles. It's not like the first case where there's Chorim and the only way you could puzzle is if it's a viable, alive Zocher, and their roif chances are that it won't be a live Zocher. Here, whatever, it's Nekevis. You don't even know if the Nekevis can Yarshin at all. It all depends on what the Uber is. And whatever the Uber is, whether it's a male or a female, even a female would pasul, because an Uber pasuls. Schodin in the cave, and Nami pasul. V'oi, Shemi, Yimtzu b'Zocher. Maybe the Uber is going to be a Zocher. V'ein Labonis b'makom ben klum, and then daughters don't Yarshin at all. If it's in a cave, so then the Nekevas that are born already will Yarshin. And in the cave, who's an Uber, has a Schus Yerusha. So then it'll be a case where it's all Nekevas. But then you're also taking into consideration the Nekeva. If it's a Zocher, none of the Nekevas will Yarshin at all. So either way, Nekeva or Zocher, you have a problem with the Uber. You have to deal with the Uber. The Uber affects fact that the avodim will not be able to eat because of the problems with the uber. Masha'enkin, if it's all zecharim, then you don't have to reckon with the uber, because the only way the uber can harm you is if it's a viable zachar, only in that one case. And the male is there, I could say roif, chances are that she will not give birth to a live, viable zachar. Continues the Gemara to explain. Reb Shimon Yochai, Zecharim Yoichlu, we spoke this out already, and here's where the Gemara says it. Aivo Ika Ober, how could you eat? If we say Reb Shimon Yochai holds a Gemara Yaisi, that a Ober is a Zocha, he's a Yoresh. If he's a Yoresh, since there's an Ober, how could you eat? Because a Ain a Yolet, Ain a Machel. Kesover, as we turn to Daf, Samach Zainam Ebeiz, Ain Choshen Lemiyuta. It's only a Miyut chance that a live, viable Zohar will be born, because 50% chance he'll be in a Keva. And then there's another chance that it won't even live. So therefore, it comes out it's only a Miyut. We're not Choshen for a Miyut, and therefore, you don't have to reckon with the Uber at all if it's if he left over Zecharim. The Eboy is saying, or if you want, I'll tell you, Loilam Kesover Choshen Lemiyuta. Maybe Rav Shimon Yochai holds that you are Choshen for Miyut. So if so, why don't I have to take into consideration that maybe it'll be a ben zacher, and that will, the uber should therefore passel, as Rabbi Yossi's sheet is, if an uber is kind, it should passel. Why isn't Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai worried about if he's chayish lamiyat? The answer is, davdin le takanta, that we make a takana in such a situation, Rav Nachman or Shmuel. As Rashi explains, the takana is, since we don't want the uber to affect over here the Avdei Tzoyim Barzel from eating truma, it's in their interest, it's in everybody's interest that the avodim should be able to have food to eat from. So therefore, we give the uber, we divide up the estate of the father that he'll get, for example, karka, he'll get land, and the rest of the brothers will take the avodim, they'll get equal value, but the uber won't have a chelik in the avodim, and therefore we won't have a problem with the uber. We make a takana. Where do we find such a precedent? The Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Yisaimim, if there were Yisaimim, Ketanim, as Rashi explains. Shabol, Lachim, Nechsevim, they want to split up the estate of their father. Bezdin, Mamid, and Lama Petrobus. So the Bezdin sets up guardians, as Rashi explains, for each of the Yisaimim, a separate guardian. And each guardian fights, so to speak, for the right of each Yasim. He tries to get the best portion for the yasin that he's in charge of. Higdilu, once they grow up, they can be meicha. They can say, we don't like what you chose from it, but for us, but at least it helps for, in the meantime, that they will be able, as Rashi says, to mahanya l'chaluka l'peiris da'ad macha, until they're meicha, so they can eat the peiris of these properties, even though they have a right to be meicha. Rav Nachman today, Rav Nachman himself says, Higdilu ein yuchal l'mechais. If they grow up, they cannot be meicha dim kein ma'akoyach bezden yafu, because if they're going to be able to be mevatel what Bezden has instituted, what is the power of Bezden? But meanwhile, we see that there is such a concept of making a takana. So here, even if Rechai Shlomiyot by Zecharim, we'll say that it will work based on a takana of which Rav Nachman told us about, that we try to do something for the benefit of the Yisaimim, and here too, we'll do something for the benefit of the brothers and the Uber and the Avadim, that they should be taken care of, and this takana will enable them to only eat truma in the schus of the brothers who are already born and not reckon with the uber. As the Gemara, as Rashi explains, since the Tanakhama says that by Avdei Tzoyim Barzel they should not eat, it seems that even a takana doesn't help. So Leimad Rav Nachman Tanoi, that Rabbi Yossi disagrees. At this point, I just want to mention that before, when we said that the Svar of Rav Shimon ben Yochai is Ein Choshen L'miyuta, so Ein Echanami, Rav Yossi, who holds that even if there's the bottom Zecharim that were left, you cannot eat Truma, that the Uber always makes a problem, whether he left over in the Kavis or Zecharim, doesn't matter, because Rav Yossi must hold that chayish lamiyuta, you are chayish lamiyuta, and that's why Rabbi Yossi holds, even if there's noilad zchorim, the avodim would not be able to eat. The Gemara now wants to say that maybe Rav Nachman should be a machlokes tanoim, because if Rav Yossi doesn't hold of this takana, it means Lachari doesn't hold of Rav Nachman. So the Gemara answers, Loi, the kuli yami islei Rav Nachman. Everybody could hold of Rav Nachman. So if they would have made the takana, if Bezdin would have made the takana, ain't a chanami. The Avon would be able to eat based on the takana. It's speaking about over here, they didn't do a takana. The hacha, so what's the machlokes Rav Yossi and the Chachamim? The chayshashin lemiutakam ifli will say that the machlokes is like we did the first shita, on the top of the Amid, that Rav Shimon ben Yochai held ain chayshashin lemiutakam. You don't have to worry about that a viable zacher will be born because he might be in the keva, or it might die, and therefore roiv chances are that the uber will not cause a problem. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, the uber does cause a problem because we are choyish lemiuta. We have to worry that maybe a viable zacher will come about. So Mimela, we don't have to say the machlokes is in Rabbi Nachman. It's speaking about a case where no takana was made. The machlokes Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon Chai is in choyish lemiuta or not. Continues the Gemara now to explain. We've explained Rabbi Yossi Shita. We've explained Rabbi Shimon Yochai Shita. Now the second Shita. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, I'm Rabbi Mishum, of if he said the name of his father, Habas Machel, or as the Masorah Shas brings down, the gear says, Machelas. The daughter can cause the Avodim to eat. Haben, but if there's a son, Ein Machel. Freidi Gemara, Maishna Ben Dulay Machel, Mishum Chalkishal Uber. Why, if there's a son left over, does Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi hold that the Avodim cannot eat because of the Chalik of the Uber? So Bas Nami Loi Tachum Nei Chalkishal Uber. So even if a daughter was left over, let her not be able to be Machel because we have a problem, the Uber's Koine, and the Uber cannot be Machel, either because he's a Zor, or because Einu Yolid Einu Machel. So what's the difference if it's a son or a daughter that was left over? Amar Abaye said Abaye, Hocha B'nechasim U'atim Askin. Here we're speaking about B'nechasim U'atim, where there's very limited amount, a small estate was left over by the father. The Mishnah tells us in Ksubis, Daf Nun Beis, Amid Beis, and continued in the Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel, Amid Beis, in Ksubis, that Min HaTorah, a ben yarshins completely, and the bas gets nothing. However, the chachamim were misakin that the daughters should get mizonos from the estate until they get married or until they become a bogeres. The Mishnah tells us in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Testament Beis, that if there's nechasim merubim, a large estate was left over, then the sons yarshin, and they have to give mizonos to the daughters. However, if nechasim mu'atim are left over, a limited estate, which the definition the Gemara there explains what's a limited estate, which cannot support both the sons and the daughters. So then the halacha is that the daughters get the mezonos, and the bonim, they are machzor al pesachim, they have to go around for charity. And how does this work? As the Karenar explains, this works mikoyach hefker bezdin hefker, that the chacham have the right to take the money away from the son, and they give it over, in this case of nechasim u'atim, to the daughters. So hachem nechasim u'atim askinon, uke going to ikka ben baharibas, is speaking about that there was a son with a daughter that were left over. And as Rashi explains, that when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says that habas machel, it means if there's a bas with a ben, then the bas can be machel. Why? What's the svara? Because I say, he continues the Gemara Manifshach, Ihai de Ma'abra Benu, if this Uber that's going to be born will be a son. So just like through Hefker Bezin Hefker, the Chachamim took it away from the living son, Loyadif Mahai Dekoi. So the Uber is not better than the one who is living. If it was taken away from the living son, it's taken away from the Uber as well. So the Uber doesn't cause any problem. E bus he. If the Uber is going to be a daughter, Amai Achla, why in this case does by Nechasim U'atim, why does the daughter get the mizonos? That's because B'takanta de Rabbanan, there's a takana of the Rabbanan, that they should be taken care of in a respectful way, and they don't have to go around Machzor al Pesachim, which is a bizoyan for girls to do. So Kama de Leinafik Laver Oilam, as long as the Uber has not been born, come out to the heir of the world, Loi Tekin Rabbanan, the Rabbanan were not misakin for that Uber. So Memela, it all goes to the bus. And that's what Rashi says. It had to be speaking about over here that there was a ben together with the bus, because if there would not be a son, So then a nekeva, let's say an uberis nekeva, would midaraisa have, if you hold that a uber is yoresh, would have midaraisa an equal share in the nechasim b'tarvus yerusha with the bus that is here. And then the uber would cause a problem to the avdei tzoin barzel that want to eat the truma in our sugya. But since it's speaking about there's a ben with a bus, so here the takonis chachamim kicks in and it's taken away from the sons through hefker bez and hefker, it's given over to the daughter. So then memanashach, if it's a the uber is a son that's going to be taken away, he's not better than the son that's alive. And if the uber is a daughter, it's not going to be given to her. The Rabbanah never made a takana for the daughter who was not yet living. So it's all given over to the daughter that's here. If it's all given over to the daughter that's here, and we don't have to reckon at all with the uber, so then the avodim can eat, the avdei tzoin barzel can eat in the schus of the bas. And what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi meant was habas machel if there's a ben with, but if there's only a ben, haben ain't a machel, but the ben is not machel alone, because then we have to reckon with the uber, and an uber cannot be machel because of zar, or because she'ena yolod ain't a machel. Says the Gemara b'mayu kimta the nechasim muatim. You said the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi speaking about nechasim muatim. Aim a sefer. Tell me the sefer which refers to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Shemi yimtzo ober zacher vein lebanitz makom ben klom. What did he say? That if you leave over nekevis, so then you don't need, because maybe you'll find that the ober is a zacher, and then girls do not yarshin anything in the place of a ben. Adarabba. Nechasim o'atim, the bonus nanu. You're going that this sugya is speaking about nechasim o'atim. If nechasim o'atim, the rabbanim made a takana that it goes to the bonus, how could you say the bonus will not get anything b'makayim de zachar? And for the Gemara, sefer, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, asan nechasim o'rubim. He's speaking about nechasim o'rubim. So of course, it's a little doichik, but the Gemara wants to say that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi will be speaking about his din nechasim o'atim, that the avarim can get it b'schus the bas if there's a ben. And if the ben is there alone, they cannot eat. And then comes along Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and he's mechalik, whether they left over zecharim, they can eat, or they left over nekevis, they cannot eat, because there they're speaking about nechasim merubim, and not nechasim mu'atim. Frey the Gemara, v'nechasim mu'atim debonis nenu. Do nechasim mu'atim actually belong to the bonis? And then the Avdei Tzoin Barzel can eat in the Schus of the Bonais. Va'omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yochanan, Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Yisoymin Shekadmu Umachru B'Nechasim Atam. If the Yisoymin jumped ahead, and as Tosfos explains over here, even if the girls were muchsek in these nechasim, they were about to use it for mizonis, but the sons jumped in, they were kadmu, and they usurped it, and they took it away from the bonis, and then they sold it. As Tosfos explains, in the second bottom, Tosfos, Masher Machru Machru, V'adam Sholehem, Dim Loikem B'cheskes HaBonisein. If you don't say that they keep the money, then it's considered b'cheskes habonis. So the halach is that they keep the money. If so, it comes out that even though you have this takan of the chachamim, that the bonis have to get mezoinis, but who is the mezoinis considered that it belongs to? It belongs to the sons. And if so, then how can we say that the avodim will eat truma in the schus of the daughters when it doesn't belong to them? Ella, my boss, Diktanian, we have to give a whole noop shot, since the Torah, as the Ritvor explains, says that when a bas koyein marries and eats truma, it speaks there beloshen ubas koyein, a bas koyein. So therefore, here when Yishmael Rabbi Yosi used the word bas, he was really referring Diktani aim, my bas Diktani aim. It meant that woman who got married, but she's the mother. In other words, what it's saying is that if the avodim are coming mikoyach de'aim, they're avdei malug, then they can eat. But if they're coming because of the sons and there's an uber, then they cannot eat because the uber is Yairish, and then he makes problems that he's not machel because of Zora or because Ein Yilud Ein Machel. But if it's coming through by Nichse Melug, by Avde Melug, it's coming through the mother, she could be machel. Ihochi Haina Rabbi Yaisi. If so, this is exactly what Rabbi Yaisi said. Rabbi Yaisi said that if it's Avde Melug, if sons are left over and the mother eats because of the sons, then the mother can be machal her avodim by Avde Melug. But if it's coming through Nichsei Tzoyim Barzel, through the father's estate, and there's an uber, then the avodim cannot eat. So that's exactly Rabbi Yaisi Shita. What's the chilek Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi or Rabbi Yaisi? Answers the Gemara, Kula Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi Tani Law. Actually, the whole Bryce over there was Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yaisi. The Gemara and the Maskan is saying that there's not three shitas over here, but actually there's only two shitas. There's the shita of Rabbi Yaisi, which is exactly what Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yaisi was saying. And we would learn the Braisa on Amid Aleph, Divrei Rabbi Yaisi, we probably would fit in Sher Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Oimer Mishum Aviv Habas Machelis, which means the mother can be Machel in this case of Avde Melug Haben. But if you're going because of the Zocher and there's an Uber over here, Ein Machel because of the Uber. So Ein Echanami Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi is all one Shita. So actually, we only have two Shitas: the Shita of Rabbi Yosi versus the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi is going exactly according to the Gemara's Maskan and the sheet of his father. Continues the next Mishnah. The following five cases are poisel truma and not machel. Ha uber. The uber pasels, as we've learned already before in today's daf, if a bas kohen marries a Yisrael and the Yisrael dies, so she should go back to her father's house. But if he left the muberis, that uber pasels. The einoi machel. And the uber also does not give a woman to eat truma, which means if a bas Yisrael marries a kohen and the kohen died, so she doesn't have any children, she does not eat truma. If she has a child, she eats truma. What happens if she's a muberis? The muberis cannot yet give her truma because ein yolod ein machel. The next case of the Mishnah, hayavam, if she's a shemeris yavam, a bas kohen who is a shemeris yavam to a Yisrael, so he passels her from the truma of her father's house. But a bas Yisrael who's a shemeris yavam to a kohen, that kohen cannot yet be machel. So the status of shemeris yavam is one which is ein machel and it passels. Veho erison. If a bas kohen was muresis to a Yisrael, he passels her. And a bas Yisrael who's mures to a kohen, he's not yet able to be machel her just through erison alone. Ve'acheresh, midoraisa, a cheresh has no kedushin. The rabbanu were misakin kedushin for a cheresh. So if a bas kohen was married to a cheresh, she would pasel. He would pasel her because there is kedushin midrabbanan. So she's considered married to the cheresh, who's not a kohen. And if it's a bas Yisrael who's married to a cheresh kohen, the kohen could not be machel her because he is a cheresh, and midoraisa there is no kiddushin, and therefore he could not be machler. And then comes a phrase which we're going to learn in tomorrow's daf exactly what that means. Uben teisha shanim v'yom echad poislam v'loy machilin. All these five cases, including the last one, which we'll understand in the next shir. Ben Teisha Shanav Yom Echad, all these five cases, the halacha, as we explained, is poislin v'loy machilin. Safik shu ben teisha shanav yom echad. Safik she'enoy. As Rashi explains, this is going back on the last din of ben teisha shanav yom echad, that he passels and he's not machil, even if it's a safik, whether he's a ben teisha shanav yom echad or he's not. And then the next halacha, safik hevi beisaris for safik shleivi. That din, that erison, is poisel v'ena machel, is even if it's a suffix, whether he was a gadol, whether he brought shtei saris or not, the halacha is that the erison which he made will be poisel and not machel. And since, as Rashi explains, we're speaking about sveikas, the Mishnah ends off with another suffix. Nafal abayis olav abas achiv. If a brother was married to his niece. So if he dies, the niece would not follow him because she's an erva. She's bitoy. And the tzora that is married to the yavim, to the brother, would be a tzoras erva. But now the niece and the brother were in one house, and the house collapsed. We don't know who died first. If the niece died first, so when the husband died, the tzora was not a tzoras erva, and therefore she would follow him. If the brother died first, so then when he died, there's no mitzvah of yibam because he left over an erva with a tzoras erva. And we learn that from Litzror that a tzoras erva, there's also no din of yibam. So if we don't know who died first, the din is tzarasach haletz tzulaim yisabem. It's on the tzad that maybe there is zika, there is yibam because the erva died first, we do chalitza, but we don't do yibam because perhaps the brother died first, and there is a tzoras erva over here, and therefore there is no yib. Begins the Gemara, ha'uber is paisla, not machel. So we learn this out as follows. E bas koin liyisrael, if it's a case of a bas koin to Yisrael, and the Yisrael dies, and she should go back to her father's house, paisla. Why? Because it says, kinureha, prat lumuberes. She's not equal to the state that she was in her father's house in her youth before she got married. So mimela de uber will pasel. E bas Yisrael l'koyin he. If it's a bas Yisrael who's married to a koyin and now the koyin dies, loy machel lo. So the uber that this Yisraelis has, if she'd have a viable child alive, that child would be machel to her. But eina yulud eina machel, as the Gemara now says, yulud machel shein yulud eina machel. That's the drasha in the Torah's kanim, that an uber cannot be machel to his mother, the Israelis, after the husband, the Koyin, died. Hayavam, the same halach is by Yavam that he's Paisel v'ena Machel, I bas Koyin l'Yisrael, he Paisel. If it's a case of a bas Koyin who's married to Yisrael, so she, and she's a Shemeres Yavam, she does not go back to her father's house, he Paisels her. The Yisrael. Why? Because it says Vishavel Besovio Prata Shemeres Yavim. She goes back to her father's house. She has no connection with anyone else except for Shemeres Yavim, where she has connection to her Yavim. She has a Zika to her Yavim. She's Agida Be, as Rashi says. Therefore, she's not going able to go back to her father's house, and therefore she cannot eat from her father's house. He apostles her. E Bas Yisrael Koyin. And if it's a Bas Yisrael who's Agida to a brother, to the brother who is a Koyin, he loy ibas Yisrael koyin he loy machel lo, he cannot give her teed. Why? Because kinyan kaspar yom rachmanah. The Torah says, when can a Ashes Kayin eat if she is his Kinyan Kasboy? But Vaha, but over here, Kinyan da Achiv, who here it's not his Kinyan of the Shemesh of the Yavim, it's the Kinyan of his brother, and therefore, until he marries her, when he marries her, then she's a full fledged wife, and he is allowed to give her Truma. However, until he marries her, she's not his full-fledged wife, so he can't. And it's not Kinyan Kasboy, it's the Kinyan of his brother, and therefore she will not be able to eat Truma. Rashi, the Rabbeinu Tam, the bottom Taisus, second line of the bottom Taisus, says that this is only a Dinder Rabbana Smachta Ba'almehi, because Midaraisa, a Shemeres Yavam, could eat Truma. However, the Revoz Chaylik, and the Revoz Sheet is that this is a drasha Midaraisa, and Midaraisa, a Shemeres Yavim, is a Bas Yisrael Koyin, is not allowed to eat Truma. The rest of the Mishnah we will explain B'siyata Dishmaya in tomorrow's Shir.